Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
'Tis the season for the 14th annual Christmas Village in Love Park.
In Germany, you can find Christmas villages like everywhere, in every bigger city and also in the small villages.
And this year, they're adding another market across the street.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at Love Park with Sophia Carrara. She's with the Christmas Village. Preview week starts this Saturday. It officially opens Thanksgiving Day until Christmas Eve. And as you may or may not be able to hear behind me, they are still setting up for the official or the soft opening going into the grand opening. So, Sophia, what is the Christmas Village?
The Christmas Village is an outside holiday market. It's located directly in the heart of Philadelphia. We're here at Love Park, and we also have a bunch of booths at City Hall Courtyard and on the North Broad section of City Hall.
Now, this is a German tradition, right?
Yeah, it is. In Germany, you can find Christmas villages like everywhere, in every bigger city and also in the small villages. They're everywhere during the Christmas time.
So now I understand this is the 14th annual Christmas Village. What I'm interested in is they bring in people from Germany like you to make it authentic. So can you explain, like, how long does it take you to set up? Do you live here? Do you live there?
At the moment, we're living in Philadelphia. We came in August to prepare everything, and we started 2 weeks before the event starts. We're setting up our booths and everything. And yeah, we will start on Thanksgiving Day officially with a preview weekend on November 20 and 21.
So if you don't start setting up until like November, what are you doing here in August?
We are preparing everything. So there are a lot of performances on our stage that has to be booked, and we're preparing everything for the PR stuff. So we're writing press releases, and we have to do a lot of collaborations with our partners and stuff like that.
You're bringing the people in from Germany.
Yeah, right.
So that's interesting. So this is to make it an authentic German experience.
It is. It really is. It feels like we're in Germany.
You do? You feel that way?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's really nice because, yeah, for me, Christmas villages is really part of a Christmas tradition. And when I'm here in America, it's nice to be here and have it around me because it feels a little bit like being home.
What is it like at home? Is this something that every German kid remembers from their childhood?
Yeah, of course. It's a big family event. You always go there with your family and friends. You meet there. You're having hot beverages when it's cold, chatting, and just having a good time.
So you're recreating your childhood here.
Yeah, you do.
All right, part of the Christmas Village, a big part of it is the food. So what are some of the authentic German foods that you're bringing to the Christmas Village this year?
I think the most authentic food will always be the German Schwenkgrill we have with bratwurst, and also with the beverages we are offering several beers.
So that's the main grill. What's that called?
Schwenkgrill. In German.
Schwenkgrill. Oh, Schwenkgrill.
Schwenkgrill. That sounds really German.
Like the Schwenkgrill.
Yeah.
Grill?
Grill, yeah.
Right. Grill.
Grill.
I like it. So that's the main grill. Is the center of every Christmas village a Schwenkgrill?
There are a lot of Schwenkgrills.
How do you translate Schwenk? What's Schwenk mean in German?
Schwenk is like a swing grill, because you can move it like around.
How? Oh, so Schwenk is swing.
Swing, yeah. Like,
and grill is grill.
Yeah, grill is grill, yeah.
So it's like on chain, so it can move around?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll grill the breads on it.
So that's the name for this particular
Just
type of a grill.
Big grill, yeah.
So on that grill, you'll have the bratwurst. And
yeah, right. We're having the bratwurst. We're having the traditional bratwurst and a smoked bratwurst. And we will serve it in a crispy roll. And besides that, you can also order some other sides, like sauerkraut, which is like the most German food I know. My grandma always did it. That's the main things we have on the Schwenkgrill.
Okay, so that's the Schwenkgrill food. And then what else do you have?
We're having the raclette booth. I think it was the visitor's favorite of the last years, and I'm really, really looking forward to it this year as well.
Raclette is cheese?
Raclette is melted cheese. It comes from Switzerland originally, and the meat will be melted and then scraped down on a crispy baguette. My colleague just said it's the grilled sandwich for grown-ups.
The grilled cheese sandwich for grown-ups? I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, you get a line for that raclette booth, don't you?
Yeah, a lot line. So this is a main upgrade this year, because we're having a second food court in City Hall courtyard. So we're adding a second raclette booth, so people will have more choices to get the raclette cheese sandwich, and they don't have to wait that long.
Okay, what other foods do you have? Spätzle is the noodles?
Yeah, Spätzle are...
Wait, say that again. I love the way you say it.
Spätzle.
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 Yeah, Spätzle.
There are soft egg noodles with cheese, so it's like the German-style mac and cheese. I really love it. It's one of my favorite dishes ever. My grandma always made it when we were young. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
So noodles with cheese.
Noodles with cheese and with onions on top of it. And there are also other options with spinach and mushrooms. So I think there's everything. We are also having Belgian fries. I think the Belgian fries are a little bit thicker than the French fries. I really like it because, yeah, if you're biting them, they're like really crunchy, and I can highly recommend them. We are also having hot beverages. We're selling the mulled wine.
Do you have like a beer garden or like a blocked off area?
Yeah, we're having, it's right around the Schwenkgrill actually. It's called Die Alm, and it's sponsored by the German Consulate General in New York. There you can get your bratwurst on a crispy roll and a beer, and then you can have a seat in our German style beer garden area, which is very nice. It's really good for a German feeling right in the heart of Philadelphia.
I love that the German consulate is getting involved.
Yeah.
That's authentic there.
Yeah, it is.
So the mulled wine is a big part of that?
Yeah, we're having mulled wine from Chatsford Winery. Mulled wine is, for me, it's like the most important thing when you're coming to a Christmas market. You really have to try it. So it's like a must do when you come to the Christmas Village. And also we're having a hot chocolate, which I also really like. It's for me and my friends, it's kind of a tradition to get spiked hot chocolate, which we are also selling this year. So yeah, will be a lot of fun.
So you've expanded this year into City Hall?
That's right. Yeah, we're having a second food court in City Hall courtyard this year. The Belgian fries will be there, the raclette booth will be there, and also a second German Schwenkgrill with the bratwurst and everything. And we're also adding a second seating area, which will be decorated really nice and gets you a Christmassy feeling. Another big thing this year is that we're having a double-decker carousel this year. So I think it will be a very nice atmosphere there to sit there and yeah, just eat your food and have a good time.
So across the street at City Hall, where is the seating area, and can you describe it? We know that the carousel is usually in center court, right?
Yeah, if you're entering the courtyard, it's right on the left side in the City Hall courtyard.
And that's where the seating area and the grill is.
Yeah, there's the grill is to the right side, the seating area is to the left side, and it's the carousel will be surrounded by our food booth, which will be very nice. So it's like very comfy, and it feels like you're walking over Christmas market in Nuremberg, for example. So in I think it feels very German.
If people have been to the Christmas Village for all 13 years, this is the 14th year, and they've tried, you know, the main foods, what should they also try now? Like, is there a little known food or a side alley or a special recommendation?
I think they really should try, or they probably have tried it, but I really love the raclette sandwich. It is something special, but it's not a tip that nobody knows anymore. But I think it's one of the best things we're offering.
Come back for it every year.
Yeah, the visitors can get the food they loved and they don't have to wait that long.
Any other foods that are worth mentioning?
Of course. We're having, for example, other local vendors which are selling, for example, waffles, which we are also known in Germany.
Because of the Belgian waffles?
Yeah, the Belgian waffles. They're the best. And we also have French toast bites this year and ice cream from Bassett's, which is very local, a Philadelphian brand. And we also have dumplings this year as well from Humpty Dumplings.
How does this year compared to last year?
So last year was really difficult for us because we couldn't get the visa because of COVID and everything. So we had to manage everything from Germany and also from some people who are living here in Philadelphia. We had a one-way system and we're really happy to do it this year, or that we can do it again this year. Yeah, so we're really looking forward to it.
So it's not as strict this year because people have vaccination?
Yeah, we would highly recommend to wear a mask also in our outside areas, but when you're inside the booth you have to wear a mask, so mask will be required inside tents and booths.
But you don't have to walk one direction?
No, there's no one-way system this year, so you can move and go where you want.
Right into the mulled wine tent.
That's right.
So what are you eating? What's the best thing? What are you're picking up, obviously, a raclette, and what else?
Yeah, I'm a vegetarian, so maybe that's interesting for some people, but there are a lot of vegetarian options. I'm really looking forward to raclette cheese, the spätzle, because they remind me of my grandma, and also the Belgian fries.
My husband can't have milk, so what can he have? He can't have, like, cheese.
Does he meat eat?
Yeah.
Then he really has to try the bratwurst, and maybe on top of sauerkraut, so that's one thing I can highly recommend.
Sophia Carrera with the Christmas Village, and you're staying here until when? When do you go back to Germany?
Until January. So after Christmas, we will celebrate Christmas all together when the market is over, and then we will do our wrap-up and everything, and then we will go back to Germany.
Half a year on, half a year off.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.